Philip Saint-Pierre. That could be his urgent care today. There it is. 10-25-2025. Be patient is for Paola. Navarrete, spells N-A-V-A-R-R-E-T-E. Paola spells P-A-O-L-A. Date of birth is 10-10-2005. This is a 20-year-old child. 20-year-old female here with frequent and painful urination. She stated that she noticed this started today while working and had to leave and would like to have an excuse for being away from work today, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99%, urinary blood pressure is 113 over 71, pulse 86, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, pre-NS paragraph, HENT normal, NS paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, pre-NS paragraph, chest, color correction, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, at no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, pre-NS paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tendon organ, and megaly. She has some mild tenderness in the suprapubic region. No rebung, no guarding, no peritoneal signs. Perineus paragraph. Skin abrasions, lacerations, macrines, papules, no vesicles, or bullae. Perineus paragraph. Neuro alert, oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Perineus paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is dysuria. Number 2, frequency. Number 3, hematuria. Number 4 is proteinuria. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication: Cipro, 500 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 3 days. Next medication, she Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day. Number 1. Patient was offered Rocephin and the urine culture. She says she cannot afford it. Next paragraph. Patient has been coming to this office pretty frequently for a similar complaint. On numerous occasions, recommendation for workup as to find out what may be the true cause of patient's symptoms is declined because patient is either not willing to have the studies done or she does not have the finances for it, period. She says she is expecting to have insurance by the 1st of November and will do all the studies that are necessary, period. Next line, patient has a history of sexual assault and it is my impression that this may have an effect on this young lady, as anytime she feels anything unusual in or a private area, she comes to the doctor, probably to be reassured. I think she may benefit from psychological counseling, but this was offered to her to see him by a specialist, but she indicated that she wouldn't be able to because of funding, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. End of the patient.